Welcome to Bunnies Podcast. Just relax and listen with your host, Rob, the pro blogger. Take it away, Rob. Okay, Rob here with Smart Profit Money, and welcome to the podcast. This is podcast number 101 on affiliate marketing. So let's get started. Okay, one of the first things that I want to go over is this stuff is super easy. Everybody talks about affiliate marketing, and they make it sound like it's super hard. Super, super easy, okay? I will kind of go over what you guys need to do on this post and podcast, and I'll try not to confuse you. Anyhow, I have no idea why people try to confuse everybody and make it sound like it's super hard, because it's one of the easiest things to do to monetize your blog or website or custom niche, okay? So I pretty much laid out what you guys should be doing if you're new to this. First of all, you're going to need a website, you're going to need a blog, and hopefully you guys have built it on WordPress. If you choose a free website builder, they just don't work great, okay? If you want to use what everybody else is using and what really works, it's going to be WordPress. Okay, like I always say, when have you really seen an actual professional blog built on a free website builder? They just don't exist, or if you do find one, it's going to be very rare. Okay, the professional ones are always done on WordPress or a custom PHP coded site. Okay, enough of that. I don't want to keep going on, you know, about how to build a site, but this is about affiliate marketing, so we're going to stick to that only. Okay, so after you have a site and you have WordPress experience, I want you guys to learn how to build a niche around one product. That is the trick to this. You can't just pile in a bunch of affiliate products and try to display them a certain way. You have to display them the way that readers want to see them, and they want to gain trust on you, the niche, and product. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. I'll try to explain. Okay, so when you get one product, it has to be something that you guys know about and you're passionate about, and make sure you purchase that affiliate product. Okay, so again, website niche, and then you can start blogging about the product that you guys know about. Okay, so I pretty much laid out what you guys see on this post. It starts off by saying WordPress only, where you can place the products for affiliate marketing. That's going to be your website niche, a blog, social media, or Amazon. And there's many more. I'm just trying to keep this post simple, so I've only listed a few. Now, where do you get all these products at? I've only listed a few as well. You can see that on the left. ClickBank, JVZoo, Amazon, and Google AdSense. And of course, there's many more. But anyhow, we're going to keep talking about how this actually works. So all you have to do is go to ClickBank. I'm going to use ClickBank for an example. Join ClickBank, and then you go to this little area that's called Marketplace, and you click on Products, and then it says Promote Product, and then you grab the link, and you copy and paste it, and you hyperlink on some words, or you build a custom landing page that is internal to your site. Try not to do an external landing page or sales page or squeeze page. The ones that work best are the ones that are part of a complete website. The reason why is they will rank faster, Google likes them more, search engines of, you know, not just Google, all search engines like a website that is a complete site. If it's only one single landing page with a little bit of text on it and one image and one video, it's very spammy. So many of the search engines have kind of like looked the other way, and they really don't like those types of pages. And we have many of those, and we've tested many of them. The only thing that seems to get ranked and crawled is a complete website. So try to keep your pages internally. What I mean by that, I've put a couple samples so you guys don't get confused if you're new. Go ahead and scroll down and then look for my sample pages on this post. It's going to say, here is a sample of my own affiliate landing page. That is the one that you should be trying to, you don't have to do it exactly, but it's just, it's an internal page and it's part of this website. Okay, and I have an example of an external page that happens to be mine as well. That one will not rank as well and will not get crawled. And you're probably wondering, why do I have one? Well, there's a reason why. It's a different type of page and information on that page. So I really don't care if it gets ranked. Okay? And more on that. If you guys want to know questions on that, there's reasons why we build certain pages and we're not looking for them to get crawled and ranked or part of something else. Okay? And let's keep moving along here. So people always ask us, what is the best way? Should we do a landing page, a squeeze page? Like I'm saying, an internal page that is connected to your site. Or you can just do blog. Let's just say you're blogging. You can go ahead and hyperlink the words in your blog, and that will go ahead and link out to the affiliate link. That's fine. But always remember, you have to know the niche. You have to be passionate about this niche. Do not lie and just choose a product and try to start blogging about it, because it will not work and people will know that this person is just lying and is trying to get sales and are not going to trust you. So you have to get trust in building affiliate pages and affiliate marketing, links and videos and all that stuff. Okay, you can start marketing on YouTube as well. Okay, so I'm pretty much have covered. That's pretty much it, too. There's really not a whole bunch of stuff to it. Just make sure you're building one niche around one product. So what I'm actually saying is, if you already have a website and it's about something else, that's not going to work. If you want to start affiliate marketing, you have to choose one product and go ahead and build the website around that one product. So you'll have 7 or 8 pages with content, and then the actual landing page for that product on there, on the website niche, and then it's going to work. And keep in mind, if you're trying to do social media marketing, be very careful. They have many rules now on affiliate marketing. Let me touch on the Amazon store as well. Amazon stores are great. We actually offer an Amazon store builder. You can build a store out and then have all kinds of products on there as well. But you have to optimize the Amazon store and create pages besides your store page, or it will not rank and you will not get sales. So that is the truth on that. Many people think they can just build out a Amazon store with a theme builder and you're basically done. No, you have to optimize it or you will not get sales. Okay, so again, let me just scroll up and down on this post to see if I'm missing anything. It's pretty easy. Send your questions to me again. Let me see if I just missed anything. And people wonder, like, I use an example on myself here as well. So I actually say that I'm an internet marketer and I choose this as my niche. And you can see why. I test all these products. I've been doing this for years and years. I build a website, graphic designer, I mean, for over 20 years. So that's why I choose this niche. This is the one that I'm very good at, and that's all I know. So whatever you guys are good at, everybody's good at something. That is the niche that you guys should be trying to teach everybody about your niche. So enough of that. Okay. Anyhow, leave your comments below or go ahead and click on the button that says Ask Rob, and we will see you guys in the next podcast. Thanks for listening.